This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program. D stands for Doug. And when you were doing, when you were in elementary school, D stands for do. E stands for effort. F stands for failure. Now, did you ever do that to learn what the alphabet was all about and letters that went with them? Did you ever do that? Yes, no?
It was always D is for dog.
D is for, that's true. C is for cat. That's right. Uh-huh. Always B was for boy.
Boy.
A was for apple.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, okay. So get basic education here on the DJV program. D is for Doug and doing. J is for Jennifer and Jay and Joy. V is for Victoria and being victorious. How about that? Get that in my head. All right, so there are a lot of UFOs. Say it again, Doug. There they are. The UFOs that are flying around, not just on debris. Monday night, 10 o'clock.
Did that get renewed?
It's still in the... They're examining the quality of the listeners, rather the viewers. They're looking at the ages. You know, that's how they do things. They have, 25 to 48 or something like that is the important demo for that kind of a program. I don't know how they do that on regular television. Most of the viewers are older than that. People that are your age aren't watching. You said that yourself, Victoria, right? People
well,
that are your age are not watching.
I can't get into a serious drama that starts at 10 p.m.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. Because you have to think about, you know, you have to follow.
Yeah,
debris
thought, right.
is not
it
for,
is.
Like, dummies. You
no.
know, it, you have to
D
you have
is
to
for debris.
Along.
D is for dummies. Yeah, well, the answer to the question is they haven't, NBC has not said yet. They apparently have 2.5 to 4.5 million core viewers a week. So is it 2.5 million or is it 4.5 million? 4.5 million is yes. 2.5 million is pretty iffy. So it'll depend. They'll figure it out, though, because they'll have to start shooting. Tucker's going to Mexico City next week to do a movie. I don't know how long that'll take. But, you know, they wouldn't probably start. If they bring it back, it'll be in the second season, probably a January, you know, that sort of thing, into like they did with The Equalizer, a lot of shows. Even The Blacklist this past year didn't start till January, as I recall. Did it?
Yeah, mid-season
that,
shows.
That was, yeah.
But
that
a lot
was
of times they still film at the same time. It's just
right.
Put them in the camera.
Get it done. Right, exactly. All right, so... Anyway, the UFOs we started talking about, there are reports now coming pretty much, I don't want to say from everywhere, but lots of different places, a lot of service people, a lot of airport, airline pilots, a lot of people are seeing these UFOs. So what's the bottom line, Jennifer?
Well, it's interesting because there aren't many things that you can say that President Trump and President Obama stood in solidarity with. But both of them had one thing in common, that is for sure. And they both said when they entered the White House that they would reveal the story behind UFOs. Remember, they would
show us
declassify.
Right? Wasn't that a hashtag or something?
I mean, it was like Obama went in and he's like, yeah, I'm going to show you everything. And then whammo, it was just silence. And so then people got all excited because Trump's like, yeah, I'll show you everything. And they're like, all right, this is the guy to really declassify and nothing. Well, obviously there's something there. We'll hear about former President
Trump
Obama
totally would have been the guy out in front of the White House holding the big file and saying, I'm showing America
what
the government's been hiding all this time. And then he went silent. So clearly someone sits the president down and says, Mr. President, you need to stop telling the American people that you're going to show them the aliens.
Which kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Totally. Because it means there's someone that's more powerful than the president.
Somebody. Yeah, that somebody is telling the president not to say something, and that somebody thinks that they know what we should and shouldn't have access to, right? So this is kind of a multi-pronged story. First of all, the reason we are talking about President Obama specifically when it comes to UFOs is that he was on the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS, and one of the questions, God love James Corden, that he asked was about UFOs. And so the former president said this is his direct quote. What is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there is footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. And
there's a definitive answer for you, right? What a bunch of phonies.
He continues. So, quoting again, he said, "We can't explain how they move, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern, and so I think that people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is." All right. Now, we also know that the U.S. Navy has now, for the last several years, confirmed the legitimacy of videos that jet fighters, like you mentioned, or commercial air pilots who have seen things. Remember, just recently, I think it was an American Airlines flight that reported seeing something in the sky, and the U.S. Navy said, yeah, we confirm that it is true. We just don't know what it is. So there's a report that's coming out, and the reason that this is catching more interest, excuse me, is that U.S. intel agencies are supposed to deliver a report on unidentified aerial phenomena to Congress next month, which is getting everybody who casually or maybe more hardcore thinks about the possibility of UFOs. It's kind of increasing their speculation as to how the government has handled sightings of these things in the past, and if there's any explanation for what they are seeing. There's an unclassified report compiled by the Director of National Intelligence and the Secretary of Defense that aims to make public what the Pentagon knows about unidentified flying objects and data analyzed from these encounters. So we're going to get the release of that report. It is unclassified, as I mentioned, and there will be an accompanying testimony to Congress about what's inside this report. So in the next month or so, this is going to continue to be the story to see what the government will actually reveal about what they know about the UFOs that have been sighted.
No, they're not.
Show us Roswell. I want to know about Roswell.
That's it.
I don't know if they ever will. But
KUFO, that's a radio station there that I used to be on. Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, speaking of traveling in American Airlines pilot seeing a UFO, American Airlines pilot coming back from, I think it was from Tokyo, if not mistaken, a flight from Tokyo to Dallas. There was an unruly passenger yesterday, American Airlines Flight 60, met by the feds. The plane had to land in Seattle because some guy was completely out of control. Unidentified passenger. They never really identify this person.
UFO.
Yeah,
an unidentified flying object, or UFP, person.
Yeah. So the flight left Tokyo on Wednesday morning. It was supposed to be back in Dallas about 4, landed in Seattle. The passenger was removed, and then the flight took off and went to Dallas. But they sat in the airport for 90 minutes while they went to investigate the incident. So I don't know what this guy did, but for a plane to land in an unscheduled stop at an airport that wouldn't, you know, there are plenty of flights from Seattle to Tokyo, but not on American for sure. That's got to be unsettling. It just has to be.
Sure.
What do you do when you're 40,000 feet in the air and somebody goes bananas?
I feel like, I don't know, but those flight attendants.
If you're over the Pacific or the Atlantic, what do you do?
They zip tie them.
Yeah, but how come we don't hear as much about air marshals? Because I would love an air marshal on every one of these flights right now, because whether people want to get belligerent about wearing a mask, or people are just freaking out about being out in public, or people have agoraphobia or claustrophobia, whatever. Like, why can't we just have an air marshal on every flight?
Well, you don't know that you don't. But
I feel like we haven't heard enough stories of an air marshal popping up and, you know, handcuffing someone or whatever. The flight attendants are the ones that seem to be taking the brunt of all this. And we know that because I think it was 2 weeks ago we talked about the story. The number of complaints typically in a month that the flight attendants file with, you know, with the FAA is about like 6. And it's been in the hundreds now per month. And it's just people going bananas on, you know, on planes. So now would be a great time to bring more marshals in.
And speaking of traveling, those of you who have been vaccinated will be able to bypass the ban on travel to Europe. Apparently, this week there have been agreements between various entities, ambassadors, if you will, around the world, to allow fully vaccinated visitors to enter into the European Union. I wonder how that affects England, because they're no longer part of the EU. That's the most popular destination for Americans is London. You knew that, right? Overseas, most popular place Americans want to go. There are alone from, well, there used to be when before we had COVID, there were 17 direct flights a day between New York City and London. And that's just a Heathrow. It doesn't talk about Gatwick or Stansted. So pretty amazing. We have, I think in Boston, I think there are four or five flights, three of them on British Airways, one I think is American and Delta. But the number of people who want to go, and it's an easy ride, too. It's not much more difficult than going to Los Angeles as far as the time is concerned. So if you want to go to Europe this summer, their arms are open. Just make sure you got your shots and you have the card. Let's see here. Australia, Israel, New Zealand, Rwanda, Singapore, South Korea, Thailand also say, have you got your shots? Come aboard. Come on. Let's go. So who wants to travel out of America? See, that's the thing. Last year, nobody traveled. Anyway,
not me. But, not right now. Yeah. Too many variants that are still popping up. You know, look at what happened just recently with Singapore. Singapore was on top of it, and now the entire country shut down again because they've got multiple B whatever, whatever, whatever. There's a bunch of numbers now, variants that weren't there before. So the more, I don't know. We're hoping to go and visit our family again in Ireland next year, but not this year.
Mm. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be worried about going to Ireland at all or to England.
Ireland's a mess right now, Doug.
Is it?
The whole country's on lockdown. They haven't been able to get vaccinations.
I thought they straightened that out. Well, they straightened out the vaccines?
Oh, well, they had a bunch of AstraZeneca, and then and then a lot of the people didn't want to take it. So then they were waiting for Pfizer to arrive, and so Pfizer's now rolling out. But yeah, it's been slow. It's been a bit of a mess.
I remember I took that trip to Ireland. I've been there twice. On radio stuff, and I thought it was fascinating. It's just a wonderful place. You got to go in the warm weather, though.
Well, but good luck, because you could go in June and freeze your butt off.
Yeah,
that's part of the allure of Ireland.
The risk.
Literally, you have no.
I was there.
What the weather is?
I was there in the middle of summer, and it was still. You needed a light jacket during the day, a little coat at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty far north, actually. When you get to the longitude latitude thing. 18 past the hour on today's DJV program. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour here. It's Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Yeah, it's Jay's time. The trending stories. We didn't get too far the last time. We got stuck on Demi Lovato. Now there is an outrage, Jay, about offensive new geriatric millennial labels. I'm outraged about this, I'll tell you that. Matter of fact, I think I should... What can I yell and scream about this? What can I do? Okay, boomers. Remember, when did that get started? How did that get started?
Anybody know? Last year, I think.
Yeah, but why?
Because okay, boomers were making really stupid comments, and
about
everyone who's like, you know, millennials and Gen Z was like, okay, boomer. Just kind of roll your eyes.
Smart.
And just be, well, what? No, because
that's
well,
like saying generationally,
about,
old people are stupid and younger
well,
people are smart.
Well, they're out of touch. I mean, like, look at the radio guy that you were talking about. You know, he wants to go after Demi Lovato and non-binary people, and so everyone's answer would just be roll your eyes and go, okay, boomer.
Or celebrate free speech and say, okay, that's what he thinks.
I
think something else.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so why is Twitter so outraged, Jay?
Millennials born between 1980 and 1985 have had so many different identities. It's like we are not Gen X.
Right?
Yeah,
I am.
Victoria. Yeah, I was born in 84. Yeah. And it's like we're not part of Gen X, even though we can identify with Gen X. We're not part of Gen Z and the new technology phase, even though we grew up with technology. And somebody coined the phrase geriatric millennials to describe the older millennials. I think it's hilarious, but
yeah,
Twitter
funny.
Is outraged. People are calling it ageist. They're offended.
Yeah.
All of this
yeah.
stuff. I mean, I had a high-risk pregnancy because of my age, and it's called a geriatric pregnancy. And I cannot tell you how many people I would be talking to
geriatric
about a geriatric pregnancy.
Geriatric refers to people who are older than me.
Yeah,
like
but geriatric for 35 and over. Right. If you're 35 and over, you're considered
Come
geriatric.
On.
Yeah, and I would be talking about it, and people would be offended. They're like, you need to stop calling it that. It's like, first off, I'm
That's
the one going through it, and I'm okay with it. Yeah, my doctor calls it a geriatric pregnancy. I'm not offended.
Yeah.
Geriatric millennials, not offensive. It's really funny. Everybody calm down.
Right.
I don't think it's funny at all.
You don't think it's funny
because
you're geriatric.
Geriatric millennials.
So, yeah,
you're geriatric
so
boomer.
What exactly
are the years of boomers? What are the years
boomers
of boomers?
Boomers are 46 to 54.
And what's 54 to what?
Well, no, it's longer. I thought boomers
it's longer than that.
It actually is longer.
It's
got
to go right. Because Gen X, I think Gen X starts around 68 or something, or 65, 68, something like that.
46 to 66, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on one end. I know that McFadden and I used to talk about this because I was on one end and he was on the other.
So you're a geriatric boomer?
Oh, boomers, yeah.
Boomers yeah. are currently age 55 to 75.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boomers. So what happens when I get to be over 75? Where am I
well,
then?
Well, you're still a boomer.
Well, yeah, you're in the generation no matter what. This
it's going to grow with you.
This is the age right. now. Yeah, you, so yeah, you're okay. always part of the baby boom.
Very sweet.
I'll okay. always be a millennial. I'll always be a geriatric millennial.
Or until they change our names again.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I know. Everybody's
Gen
like,
X
millennials
was bigger,
have an identity
and
crisis.
Gen Y.
They're the ones
yeah.
giving it to us.
All right, tell me who Billy Porter is. Speaking of geriatric.
Oh, sorry, Jay. I see, Doug, I bet on you. Now you're proving you're a geriatric boomer, because I bet on you that you would know who Billy Porter is.
Oh, no right. chance.
He's
no
the
chance.
Black actor who's gay and he's very flamboyant and he's been on a million award shows and stuff. And like, I feel like we've talked about Billy Porter before.
Maybe we have.
Great outfits on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actor,
I was wrong,
vocalist.
Jay.
He has come out with a.
We had a discussion if you would know who Billy Porter is, and I bet.
Did. I even asked Victoria,
really?
Like,
yeah,
is this going to be good for
yeah.
trending?
You should
well, Billy Porter
me.
Has revealed that he has HIV and he was diagnosed 14 years ago.
And but he is just kind of coming out now? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he's going
yeah.
public with it.
Yeah,
he's going
yeah,
public
I know.
With it. He was saying that he felt a lot of shame.
Why is that a surprise?
With it in the beginning.
Hmm? No surprise. It's not a surprise. You know, flamboyant gay men.
It's, well, if that is.
I don't stand by that comment. I can't back that one up.
What? I don't think
well,
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets towards civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel denied that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're confused by the government's response to the mask mandate, you're not alone. Some lawmakers are calling out Democrats for playing politics and trying to maintain their power over Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant Arms Staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control. Because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
A resolution filed by House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy seeking to change the current mask guidance in the House of Representatives and allow members to be maskless on the House floor was blocked by Democrats on Wednesday evening. According to Nielsen's April 2021 People Meter survey, radio listening is on the rise. The most recent survey revealed new gains in radio listening across a number of markets for the second month in a row. As America continues to reopen, consumers are returning to radio in numbers not seen in over half a year. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Are you a host for other people's problems? Do people dump their problems on you? I wonder about that. I think Jennifer has lots of people to come to her because she's so sympathetic.
I've described, without seeing her office, I described her shrink's office.
You did, and you were absolutely right.
I mean, with the tissues on hand and, like, the big comfy couch and, like, all the good snacks and bottles of wine. Yeah, it was. And then she sent me all the pictures of her office, and it was exactly how I envisioned it.
Victoria's like, you probably have this, you probably have that. And then I just sent her all the pictures. So, yeah, she nailed it.
Oh, my. All right, so let's get to some other people's problems. I guess this is from the good idea or not department. I noticed that members of the squad are trying to introduce legislation to block arms sales to Israel because, of course, in their mind, this is all Israel's fault. This shows you the kind of insular thinking. I don't know why Israel needs arms. I mean, I get I don't think we should be selling arms to anybody, frankly. All it is just another accentuation of the military-industrial complex. The Israelis are capable of with what they have of doing what they need to protect themselves. But at any rate, The idea has been supported apparently by the Biden administration, which has no love for certainly Netanyahu and doesn't seem to be that interested in supporting Israel, which seems like the third rail in a manner of speaking. Is it in American politics? You support Israel, you don't support them. It seems like, and it's become a conservative versus liberal thing for whatever the reason. I don't get that.
Which is so silly, because I remember when it was just the American thing to support Israel. In fact, I found, and I think the video, obviously it was from a while ago, because Joan Rivers was still alive. But Joan Rivers was no conservative. She was not a Republican, never claimed to be. And in this video, and TMZ had it, I think. It was
outside the airport, right?
She was outside the airport, and she made the perfect, I mean, it was from 2014, I just looked it up. So that's how long ago it was. This is how American opinion has changed. She's out there and she says, okay, imagine New Jersey and New York. New Jersey starts blowing rockets into New York City. Do you think New York City is going to respond or are they going to keep it? No, we would erase New Jersey from the map. If New Jersey starts tunneling into New York, do you think that they're going to let that happen? No, they're going to defend themselves. And she, in fact, Phil, I don't know if you can find it. I can send you a link to it. But it's almost worth listening to because this is where American popular opinion was not even 10 years ago. And for some reason, I don't know, things have changed. I feel like there's money that's pouring in that's influencing these people into certain directions. But I'll email this to you, Phil. If you guys want to hear it, there. Oh, you got it. Okay, good. There is one. I do have to tell you, there is one GD in there. So be on the lookout for that. But it's worth
listening. Survive.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So far. Celebrity reactions to what's going on with the Palestinians and Israelis right now.
Let me just tell you, if New Jersey were firing rockets into New York, we would wipe them out. I am so bored. We heard they were digging tunnels from New Jersey to New York. We would get rid of Jersey. So I don't want to hear anymore. Oh, we'll do a partial truce. The Palestinians, you cannot throw rockets and expect people not to defend themselves.
What about the civilian casualty rate?
Then don't put your goddamn things in private homes. I'm sorry. Don't.
Yeah, that's what they do. Backyards of people.
But that's not the people's fault.
No, it's Hezbollah, and it's more Hamas in Palestine. It is. It's not Hezbollah's up in Libya, but the whole business about, you know, putting sort of you're going to camouflage them in somebody's backyard, and when they find out, they can trace where they came from, and that's where they blow them up because that's where they started.
This is the point is that it's not the Palestinians' fault, the Palestinian people. But it's not Israel's fault because they put rocket launchers in people's backyard. Yeah. That is Hamas's fault. The fact that people are out there who stand for empowering women and LGBTQs and have any business standing up to defend Hamas, they will slit your throat if you tell them that you're gay or a person who identifies as a gay or them.
That
Demi
really
Lovato,
that,
her throat would be slit by Hamas. Yeah. So come on. I mean, it's like, how do we have these people like Rashida Tlaib?
They don't have any education, Jennifer. They don't have a clue. They don't know from nothing except what some
book tells
them.
Steals children because they're too big
to
tunnel.
Slavery.
So they steal children and they make them into slaves. I mean, it's like asinine that we are even having this conversation.
It shows the lack of education. Nobody's being taught what really it's all about. And so you leave it to the individual curiosity, if you will. I would never have known what was going on there if I hadn't traveled there and seen it with my own eyes. And so you've got all of this stuff. These people sound so damned ignorant. It's really... It's amazing. It's troubling that they are "quote unquote" officials in our government. It really is. It's very troubling. I find it to be very troubling. All right, here this is another good idea or not department. Another thing that Congress is working on, a bill to promote corporate boardroom diversity. Is it something that we should be doing as a government to require public companies to disclose the gender, race, ethnicity, and veteran status of the leadership? Is that's private information?
I think doesn't that just apply to companies that have a government contract?
It may. I don't see that in here, but it may be. But I think that's another way of the government, you know, sort of socially engineering things, isn't it? Why should the government know all
of
this?
Well, if the government
stuff?
Because if the government has, and I the way I read that is, I believe it's There are already things in place for government contracts. So, yes, mm-hmm. the government has every right to say these are the people we're going to do business with.
Let me ask you if this is what's more important, knowing who's in the boardroom or understanding how badly handled the PPP loans were and who got the money. In my mind, I don't really give a damn who's in the boardroom of some of these companies, and whether they're black or blue or Chinese or Indians or whatever they are. But I am concerned about what's happened in your state of New Jersey, Victoria,
yeah.
and my state of Massachusetts, Jennifer's state of in California, in Jay's state of Tennessee, everywhere across the country. This was such a and Jennifer, you love Trump, I know that, but these people screwed the taxpayers like you wouldn't believe. And now I've been talking about this for months and months and months and months because it was obvious that farmers were looking around going broke and they see this money going
and
to people.
And being turned down for loans. They applied and were turned
down. Yeah, right.
The sad thing is, and, you know, I don't know, look, you can put some blame on the Trump administration or the
I put a lot of it on the Trump administration.
I'll tell you right now, though, as someone who tried applying for both rounds of the PPP loan, the second time was much more like the process you'd expect.
Did you get it the second time?
The first time was like a free-for-all, basically. I mean,
yeah,
there was no proof that was required. And so, look, I did the right thing, and I told the truth. But I don't know if it's the administration's fault. And I wouldn't blame the Biden administration or the Trump administration for this. If people using the opportunity, knowing that they were hustling out this program to provide real relief, right, to the COVID pandemic and shutdowns and closures, if people are lying about it. I mean, that's what we've seen so much of. How many businesses did we see make up all kinds of stories?
But
people
this was
up
for
businesses.
Farmers.
There had to be some way to. But they're the kind of stuff,
well, when you look
from
at
what
the
I'm
actual.
Hearing,
we had a guy that went to jail for 5 years because he used the money to buy a bunch of cars.
A watch and a car. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. They're looking for 1% loans, which is going to kill everybody. But the thing is that now I think what's happening is as people are applying for forgiveness and as they're going back through that first round that they were just trying to get out quickly, that's why all of this stuff is being uncovered because they're seeing all the junk that people
So did you apply for the second PPP round? And
yeah, we applied for both. The first, the first time, no. The second time, yes.
So you got the PPP the second time, but you didn't get it the first time.
No, I got it both times, but I had to apply twice for the second round because there was an issue. I mean, yeah, because
I applied for the second round and I was turned down because I wasn't in an economically what was the term that was used? An economically depressed area. What does that have to do with whether your business is good or not? I mean, that's that. I didn't make a big deal out of it.
I thought your personal bank was the one who gave you the loan.
Yeah.
You had a relationship.
Well, I have two.
Them.
There's the PPP loans, which came at the very beginning of all of this.
Right.
And then you had the EIDL loans, which were the disaster economic or whatever the EIDL stands for. And those are loans. The PPP really was forgiven. But I guess I wasn't asking the question correctly, Jennifer. Did you apply for an EIDL loan and get it the first time and then not get it the second time?
No, I did not apply.
Mm. I applied for both PPP and got it much less the second time around. But then the EIDL thing, I was told, no, you're not a qualified applicant. And I said, why? Well, because your business isn't in an economically depressed area. I said, dude, what the hell does that got to do with anything? I could be running a very successful business in a ghetto, and I don't need your help any more than I'm running a moderately unsuccessful business in an area. It just doesn't make any sense. And who determined what? There's some map somewhere that some bureaucrat drew up that says, okay, if you live here, you can't apply. If you live over there across the street, you can apply. I mean, it's mindless BS.
But going back to this original story, though, the farming thing, the thing that's, I mean, it's so outrageous when you look at this, because it doesn't take any level, like, I could have denied all of these loans, because this is on the Jersey Shore, there's no farm here, and it's like the minimal amount of verification could have been done, and they didn't, and that's the problem, because even the guy, Joe Mancini, who was the mayor of Long Beach Township, which is Long Beach, New Jersey, right on, you know, it's literally on the beach. It's dunes and a state park. That's it. And so he was put down as the owner of this quote-unquote farm. And so when ProPublica, who broke the news on all this, when they actually called him, his quote was, there's no farming here. We're a sandbar, for Christ's sake. That's his direct quote. And he said he had no cows. He said he has three dogs. And so,
he applied, or how did his name get on this?
No, someone used his name and took the money that was... See, this is one phone call. One phone call dispelled that entire application. Yeah. Or nullified it, and yet no one did any of that. And all this millions of dollars.
That time. The banks were, remember, I'm a Wells Fargo customer, and it took them forever to make available the PPP loans because they didn't know how.
Apparently, this lending platform didn't have anybody waiting. They just started cranking out loans.
And this was the difference between the first and the second round of PPP, is that...
Excuse me, you all right? All right, let's move. Let's take a break.
Water.
Hold on.
Yep. Ooh, I took water. No. I took water and I choked.
Okay.
Yeah, but the second round of PPP for us, they couldn't verify our company, but they did. They gave no questions the first time. So, obviously the process changed. The people could not be trusted to do the right thing, and that's ridiculous. Ugh.
Well, it's us taking advantage.
Because the people who needed it got turned down because
exactly.
All the people who
that's
did
the whole
it
point.
Were making us
and it was more underscored in the farming community than anywhere else, Jennifer. That's why Victoria and I, that's why we're talking about the example here of what went
probably
on in New Jersey.
Probably because of their banking, the small banks that would be in charge of that, right?
It could be. I have a small bank and I got it. But I have a relationship with the people who run the bank. And so if you have a relationship, that is if you've had loans there before or accounts there before, they didn't have to do a lot of research on you. And so it was up to them. The banks were the ones that made the decision the first time around. So I got to believe that whoever's in New Jersey had some friend in the bank that was because the PPP stuff didn't go through unless you got it through a bank. So the EIDL number, EIDL loans are strictly from the SBA, no bank involved. So there's corruption all around here, and it's so outrageous how farmers have been screwed to the wall. Where in the hell do you think we're going to get our food from if we keep squeezing all these farmers out? Where do you think the food's going to come from? It's just, it's amazing how people are so, I don't know if it's short-sighted or ignorant. This is part of the educational process here. We don't even know, kids don't know where the food comes from. Comes
they
from
don't
the
know
grocery
the process.
Store. Comes from McDonald's. Yeah, that's where the food comes from. It's the amount of the level of ignorance in this country when it comes to these sorts of things is stupendous. It really is. It's outrageously stupendous. How do you like that for a phrase? Outrageously, stupendously stupid. 48 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis.
And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Starting now with questions for Dr. Ken on DJB Health. I want to also remind you that there are all kinds of things you can learn from listening to Ken at our podcast, djbhealthshow.com. The most recent episode has guidelines for your sleep. We talked about that and what is good for you in terms of, your age, sometimes a factor. But you were surprised, Ken, because the hours we had been talking about, 7 to 8, have been reduced to 6 to 7. And we highlight that and explain how it works in the new guidelines. You can listen to that podcast right now at djbhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Anybody, when you talk to your clients, do they say, Dr. Ken, why is it different now? What's happened? Why have the recommendations changed? And it gets back to, I guess, our question in general about the CDC and what value they have, if any.
Well, it's just that, you know, science disproves the current belief, and that's by fact and by proof. And that was the prior belief, and by study and fact and evidence and data, it was proven that it should be 6 to 7 hours. And it did surprise me, because that has been one of the dogmas that has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The question up next here has to do with the correct waist size for men and women. The average waist size has grown in the past 20 years or so from 38 inches to 40 inches. I could no more imagine myself having, never mind 38, even I'm just barely 36, but having that kind, you're what, 34, I guess? Aren't you?
Yes,
about 34?
I am.
Yeah. So when you think about that, and for women more, well, the average woman is 39 inches. I've seen some women around who wear T-shirts, and the bulge in their belly hangs out. I can't imagine they aren't self-conscious, but they seem not to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't wear that kind of a shirt, right? How unhealthy is all of that?
It's sad. And the waist should be less than 40 inches around for men and less than 35 inches for women for optimal health.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this affect your, let's say, your Alzheimer's quotient? A lot of people are asking questions about the size of your waist and its relationship to dementia or Alzheimer's. Well, is there a direct connection?
It does. All of the things that promote plaquing, destruction of the circulation in the body that leads to heart attacks and strokes also increases the risk of dementia. And when you're obese, which is represented by those waist numbers, you have fat in the wrong parts of the body, and that excess fat just promotes you to have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, excess inflammation in the body. It's all bad. So that's why it's so important to get that fat that's central around the belly and increasing the waist size down. And that's why the waist size is a very good indicator of your potential for cardiovascular fitness.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are there drugs? Another question about obesity. Are there new drugs around that could treat obesity? Is there just exercise? What is the treatment for obesity, if you really have a, you know as well as I do, everybody wants a pill, and all of the pharmacy outfits are trying to outdo each other with the latest drug. So if you lose the fat, do you lose the worry you have about your health, and do you lose the stigma of, you know, kind of what goes with being a fat person? There's a stigma with that, right?
Well, yes. The best thing, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy, is diet and exercise. Dietitians are so helpful here. And then once the heart doctor says it's okay, then getting into, or the primary doctor says it's okay, getting into a good exercise program. And if between a dietitian and a good exercise program and your thyroid level being normal, you still can't get down to ideal body weight. There are some drugs out there. The most exciting is these new diabetes drugs like Victoza. There are some drugs out there. We can talk about it next time. There's surgery, but try the diet and exercise first.
Diet and exercise to get rid of obesity. Let's not worry about drugs. There's Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. Again, you can reach out to him for a consult, 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.